In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Christ is in our midst. He was and is and ever shall be. As Orthodox Christians, and as a priest, we often have discussions about the right way of doing things in the Orthodox faith. The right way of doing things that are according to the canons of the church and according to the holy traditions of the church. And let's admit it, sometimes we talk about even the things that we think are the right way of doing things. No matter where they came from, somehow they came out of our own minds. There's a right way to fast. There's a wrong way to fast. There's a right way to receive communion. There's a wrong way to receive communion. Everyone needs to go to confession. No one needs to go to confession. We have also our societal rules of things we need to do in public so that we may follow the rules and hopefully we'll find success. But mainly when we follow the rules, I think, we follow the rules hopefully because if we follow all the rules, we will have good luck. We Orthodox Christians don't live by luck. We Orthodox Christians don't live by a chance. We don't live by superstition. We live by the help and the providence of our Lord. Now, this morning, let's talk about three people who thought that if they followed the rules, they would be saved. The first one, we hear St. Paul speaking in this morning's epistle. And St. Paul was the head rule follower of his society, one of the heads, a leader, a Pharisee. And not only a Pharisee, but the Pharisee who was given authority to go and enforce the rules around his people. He was such a good rule follower that he was appointed to persecute Christians. And he was so good at persecuting Christians, he was sent to go to Damascus by the leaders to go persecute even more Christians. And when we talk about persecute Christians, we don't just mean throw them in jail, but we mean other things up to and including killing them. Now, St. Paul kept the law. He did all that was required. He was an expert. He was a Pharisee. He was a lawyer. He was a scholar. He was a Jew by birth. He was faithful to his religion and his prayers and in his actions. And when he was going and persecuting Christians, he even thought he was doing the will of God. But we know, as Christians, that what did these rules do for St. Paul in the end, in the grand scheme of things? They led him to do evil. They led him to commit evil. They led him even to murder. These rules failed St. Paul. Then St. Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And on this road, Jesus comes to him. And Jesus appears to him and says to St. Paul, "Paul, why do you persecute? Why do you kick against the goad? In other words, why are you persecuting my people? And by doing so, why do you fight against God and man?" And at that moment, everything changed for St. Paul. Everything good, he realized. His salvation, St. Paul realized, depended not on the rules, but depended on his relationship and his faith and his trust in Jesus Christ. St. Paul realized that the Lord loved him, whether he followed the law of Moses or if he failed in following the law of Moses, no matter what, Jesus still loved him. And that was the most important thing in all of our lives and in his life. So when St. Paul followed the letter of the law, without God, without it leading to God and a deeper relationship with God, it led St. Paul to do bad things, evil things, murder. But when he knew the spirit of the law, and that it was Jesus Christ himself who could save him, that is when he became St. Paul, that we all know. Only faith in Jesus Christ saves. They had the law, but the law was meant to lead them to that faith in their Lord. Now there's two more people in this morning's gospel. Now we have Jairus, who was also esteemed in his society. He was a leader of the synagogue, a ruler of those who followed the law. He climbed the social ladder of Judaism by following the law, and he had status, and he had honor, and he had power. If he said to do something, someone would do it. If he said to jump, people would ask, how high? But when his daughter was sick and dying, and eventually she died, the law did him no service. Being the ruler of the synagogue could not resurrect his sweet daughter's life. The law could not prevent death, and the law could not resurrect from death. Right? We know as Orthodox Christians that only Christ can save. Jesus said in the gospel to Martha, when her brother Lazarus died, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and if one believes in me, though he dies, will live again. Eternal life, Jesus also said, is knowing the Father and the Christ whom the Father sent. This is life. This is our resurrection. This is what is going to lead us to the kingdom of heaven, not following the rules so we get the prize at the end, but following Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Then we had this woman with the issue of blood. She also followed the rules. She went to the doctors as she was supposed to. She went over and over again to the doctors as she was supposed to. She paid lots and lots of money for doctors and medicines as she was supposed to. And all of these treatments led to failure. And also by following the rules, following the law of Moses, she had to go into self-exile, stay away from everybody, and be kept in her miserable, painful, uncomfortable malady. Now, both Jairus and the woman abandoned the law, abandoned the letter of the law in order to find the spirit of the law, right? The synagogue ruler left the synagogue. He came to Jesus. He fell at Jesus' feet. He begged him to help his daughter. Completely contrary to the society and the synagogue that he was a member of. Who knows what would have happened if the members of his synagogue found out that he went to Jesus and did these things. And so Jesus listened to him and followed him. And was on the way to him, to his house to go heal his daughter, when this woman came and touched him. Again, she said, I'm so much in pain. I'm so uncomfortable. I need help so much. All of these rules that I've been following have done nothing for me. I need to go to Christ. Now, and she goes to Christ, and in faith, and in hope, and in love, and in desire, and knowing who Jesus is, whether she knows everything about Jesus, she knew that Jesus was the one who could heal her, in faith, touched his garment, and she was immediately healed. And it's very important to remember what Jesus said then. Jesus said, first of all, who touched me? I felt something come out of me, some kind of power come from me. And the disciples are like amazed because they're surrounded by people. How can he touch? Everyone's touching him. How does he know that one person touched him as opposed to the dozens that were touching him? And he said, and this woman knew that she was found out, and she came to him, and it says here she explained everything, what she had done. We can imagine, it doesn't say in the scripture here, we can imagine that she says, I went to Jesus because I believe he's the Lord. And that's why I went and touched him. No other reason. And then Jesus says, woman, your faith has made you well. Woman, your trust has made you well. Not just your trust, but your trust in God and your patience with God and your desire for God alone to heal you has made you well. And she was saved. So these two showed courageous faith. They showed that salvation comes from a living relationship with God directly in and by and with and for Jesus Christ. They live by faith. Now, don't get me wrong, as I'll conclude with this. We have this beautiful, holy, Orthodox tradition, and we have these canons of the church written by the Holy Church Fathers that we do not dare to say that there's anything but perfection in them, because they're given by God to the church. And we have our holy tradition and our rules that we follow up to this very moment here today. And all of those are holy and good, and they are given to us, and we follow this holy tradition so that we stay on the right path. But we need to make sure that the holy canons and the holy traditions themselves are good, don't get in the way of keeping us from Christ and keeping us from living with Christ. How often do I hear, I have not received Holy Communion in months, in years, because I have not done X, Y, Z, and I let it go? Well, stop, do X, Y, Z, and then come to talk to the priest and receive and get his counsel, get his blessing, and come and receive Holy Communion. Be with our Lord. This is why we're all here. We have this beautiful relationship, this beautiful life with Christ that God himself has given us. By the way, and I'll finish with it. I always say I'm going to finish, and I keep going on and on and on. I'm sorry. But even this word canon, church canon that we have in our church, do you know what it means? By definition, you know, some say it means the rules. But the word canon in the Greek, ancient Greek, means a shepherd's staff. It means a ruler, even. And it's a staff that a shepherd uses to guide his flock to Christ. All the things we have in this beautiful, holy, Orthodox tradition are like these staffs guiding us and keeping us with the flock, keeping us with the body of Christ, keeping us on the way, keeping us in this holy church that we have, so we never drift too far away from our Lord and God and Savior.